This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وبعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night. There's much barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام الطبراني في الأوسط بسند صحيح عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, the collection of Imam al-Tabarani in his Awsat collection. So he has three collections, Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, Al-Awsat, Al-Saghir. And these collections are encyclopedias of hadith. And sometimes he would actually pull a hadith from smaller collections that don't have validity or not fully verified. So he would have a sanid. There are certain chains of narration that only exist in his books, and there are scholars who've done studies on the asanid that he has in his books that don't belong to other collections, and most of them are da'if, but there's a sizable amount of them that are sahih and hasan, and this is one of them, authentic chain of narration, and narrated to us by Jabir ibn Abdullah. And the theme is his phrase, alayhi salatu wasalam, khayrukum, or khiyarukum, or khayrun nas, or khayrun muslimin, when he says the best of you. And he used this phrase in different scenarios, in different situations, to point out different types of behaviors and different ethics and different morals and different practices. And I think it's really interesting to follow the word around in his tradition and then put them all together at the end of what he talked about, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I've talked about two already. Khiyarukum, ahsanukum qada'a. Those of you, the best of you are those of you who are the fairest when they have financial or transactions of any sort. Wa khayrukum khayrukum li ahli. And the best of you are the best of you towards your spouses and their families. Today he said this, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a really beautiful hadith. I recommend you to, if you're young, to memorize it. It's worth your time. Where he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-mu'minu ya'lafu wa yu'laf, wa la khayra fi man la ya'laf wa la yu'laf. Al-mu'min, the believer, is someone who loves people, and people love them back. Al-ilf is when you are socially open. You have a social openness, meaning you're welcoming to people. That's really what ilf means. It's familiarity. That's why when we talk about one of the sins is called ilfun ni'mah. Ever heard that sin? Is when you get familiar towards a blessing, when you're used to it. Take it for granted, you don't look at it. Al-mu'min is familiar with people, meaning they're open. They quickly get along with people. And people quickly get along with them. They're not difficult. Like a mu'min is not someone who's wala khayra, and there's no khayr. Fiman la ya'laf wa la yu'laf. There's no khayr in someone who is difficult with people, and people can't find it difficult to talk to them. There's no khayr in that. قال وخير الناس أنفعهم للناس. And the best of people are those who are most beneficial to other people, who are most beneficial, who do as much the most amount of benefit towards others. Others are the best of you. Those who can be as beneficial as possible towards others. It's a beautiful hadith, and the concept of it is pretty simple, but it's nice that he pointed it out, alayhi salatu wasalam, because that's how he lived. That's how he was. If you didn't need this hadith, if you just watched him, alayhi salatu wasalam, as a person. If you took a step back and just watched him live his life, that's how he was, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya'laf wa yu'laf. He was someone who's very easy. He approaches people quickly. He's very kind. He loves people. And people find it easy to approach him and speak to him. And he was always beneficial. He was always doing something that benefited someone else throughout his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. But I love the fact that he pointed it out, because it gives you a little bit of a, it's a nice way, it's a nice law to live by. You're a mu'min, fata'laf wa tu'laf. Then you're someone who is open and familiar and welcoming towards others, and people find it easy to approach you. And there's this love and affinity that you have towards your fellow human being. And there's no khair in people who lack that. People who are arrogant, who don't want to talk to people, or hate people, or disgruntled, or that's not, there's no khair in that. And then, وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ, this is why I narrate this hadith, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. And the best of people are the people who are most beneficial and helpful towards other people. I think it's something worth يعني contemplating. يروي الإمام الطبراني في الأوسط بسند صحيح عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المؤمن يألف ويؤلف ولا خير في من لا يألف ولا يؤلف وخير الناس أنفعهم للناس. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد.